Welcome to the Airport Gardens Baptist Church Sunday morning services. This is Sunday, February the 23rd, 1986. The prayer of our heart is that your heart will be uplifted as we worship together around the precious Word of God. We're happy to have the Servants Quartet with us today from Campbellsville, Kentucky. We know they're going to be a blessing to us as well as to you as you listen to this tape. We trust your heart will be uplifted as you worship with us. We love you. State, please.
So, Lord, we just thank you for this day, and we thank you that we do have another opportunity to come out to your house, Lord, and just pray for each and everyone here, Lord, and we just pray that you will bless them and be with their individual needs, and pray with the servants as they sing for us today, Lord. And
amen.
We just pray that it may touch someone's life, and if they don't know you, Lord, that it would cause them to see their need before it is too late. Pray for this offering, Lord, and that it will go to bring lost souls to know you. Pray all these things in your name.
His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. Jesus said, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." And my prayer is today that you'll be drawn to Jesus. He's the one who can supply all of your need. The Bible says that in Philippians 4:19, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Brother Tom is going to come to lead us in another hymn, 274, "My Jesus, I Love Thee," first and last stanzas of this song, "My Jesus, I Love Thee."
Let's stand on this one.
be seated. This time we're going to turn the service over to the servants' quartet. I just want them to feel right at home today and thank God for them. I know they have a message for us today in song. We appreciate them and their families. Some of their families are here also today. God bless us as we worship together in singing by the servants' quartet. Would you all come at this time, please? By and by, I'll fly away.
singing up a religion. Oh, everybody's gonna be singing that song. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Brother, that's a rocket in the coming in the morning. You better get ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Listen, everybody, I'm talking to you. Jesus is the only one to carry you through. You better get ready, I'm telling you why. The Lord is a-coming from his throne on high. Be at the weary and the lone and the sad. But when they wish they hadn't done the things they had, now you're gonna feel about the things you'll say. Well, on that judgment day, everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be singing that story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Brother, that's a rocket that they come out in the morning. You better get ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Everybody's gonna have some troubles too. They gotta be so careful about the things they do. Going down the valley, going one by one. We're gonna be rewarded for the things we've done. When we get to heaven in the promised land, then we'll understand. Everybody's gonna have a religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be a singer and story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Brother, that's a rockin' when they come out in the morning. You better get ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. The book of Revelation, that's a place you must go. If you understand and you can, if you try, the Lord is a-coming from his throne on high. Reading in the Bible all the things he said. Said he's coming back again to raise the dead. How are you going to be among the chosen few? We make it through.
Wait a minute. I know that ain't true.
That's the fact, Jack. Once every year, I just said the next one in line.
Oh.
Down across this way. This fella has a birthday about January of every year, and just tickles me to death, because from then to September, he's a year older than I am, and I get to call him an old man. Now, come September, I think he's a young man. But
he has it rough for those 2 months.
For the time being, the old man right here, his name is Jim Durham, and he sings the second tenor part today. You know, he's been here before singing first tenor and all kinds of different parts. We're happy to have him with us. You in meditation or something? No. Stand up.
Sit down, please.
This guy right here is probably got the longest legs. He's a drummer I've ever known. His name is Benny Judd. He comes from Greensboro, Kentucky. Now sit down. We want everybody to see the one and only. Be serious for a minute. The guy who holds the guitar, we have a lot of problems with him being serious, as you can tell.
Grand Eddie! We know you want to. Go on.
Come on, smile. What's that for? Show me your teeth.
Don't tell me you left them at home again.
The next old man in the group, I think he's still young, comes from Cecilia, Cecilia, Kentucky. He's been playing the piano for us for several years, and he's been here before, I'm sure. His name is Jim Cockle, and I'm the next, and I feel like most of the time, an old man in the group. My name is Ernie Wise, and I'm from Campbellsville, Kentucky, and I don't know if you normally do this or not, but if you want to give us a hand, make us welcome. That's all right. So,
all of you, Jesus came the first time, he didn't come. The reason a lot of people didn't recognize who he was is because he didn't come like they expected him to. People expected Jesus to be a king of power. And yet he came as a king of love and compassion. But the next time he comes back, he's going to be a king of power. He's going to break through the eastern skies, and all the dead in Christ are going to rise first to meet him in the air. I believe just as strongly as I believe I'm in Airport Gardens this morning that Jesus Christ is coming again.
Amen.
How about it? Do you believe that?
Yes, I do.
I believe Jesus is coming back to this earth, but not like he came the first time. I believe he's going to split through those eastern skies, and you can just see all those graves open up. And they're going to meet Christ in the air. That's a promise that he has. And I believe that every knee will bow. And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Those people that denied that there was even a God are going to bow on that day and confess that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God and he's King of Kings.
Amen.
I'm going to bow on that day myself. But I'm going to be bowing and I'm going to be asking the Lord. I'm going to be thanking the Lord that he loved me enough that he died on the cross for my sins. I'm going to be thanking him and I'm going to be praising his name. Those that have not accepted him are going to be bowing in shame and asking the rocks and the mountaintops to fall upon them. But for them, it'll be too late. I believe that just as strong as I believe I'm here this morning. I'd like to do that last verse one more time. It makes me feel good to talk about Jesus is coming again. I haven't had a lot on this earth, but praise God, someday I've got a home in heaven. And it's going to be worth all the gold and the wealth that this world could even imagine. It'll be 10,000 times greater than all that. Because I'm a child of the King. Once on a hillside, people thank you.
Thank you. Selfishly either, but that was my dad's favorite song, I'm a Child of the King. And he died January of 85, and Charlie's dad has passed away, and his mother died in December of 85. Jim had a son to die in 1977. Tim's mother died last year. You see, it seemed like the Lord just kind of took away things that we love a lot. But I'll tell you one thing, they were a child of the King. It doesn't matter, because they're happy now. I know that. And my dad has sung that. Oh, one more thing. Kenny Roberts, who's not with us today, that was also his dad's favorite song. And when his dad passed away last year, we sung that song at his dad's funeral. So you see, it has special meaning. But other than that, if you're here today and you're a child of the King, you know what it means to have that great peace of mind that God can only give, then you're a child of the King. And if God be for us, then who can be against us? Nobody. We have no one that can feed us. And my dad used to sing that song to me. And I've heard him sing it many times as we were sitting outside, and most of the time I'd be on a swing. I'm just an old country boy. And he would sing it something like this. Now I'm a child with a heavenly home. For my holy father. He would stop right there every time. Now listen. And he would say, that's Jesus. Well, I wasn't ignorant. I knew that was Jesus. He just loved to tell, say the word Jesus. For everybody here, that's Jesus. Because he has made me his own. What's better than to be a child of God?
That's right.
Does anybody know anything? Stand up and tell me. I want to hear it. Young people, there's nothing better than being a child of God.
Amen.
Nothing. Have the best times in the world. Run around with all the great things the world has to offer in their fun. But I've been there and I've done those things. But there's nothing like being one of God's own. Remember that. For I am cleansed by His blood, and I dwell in His love, and someday I'm going to sing. Now listen. With my daddy up above. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm a child of the King. His royal blood. Say it with us. The flows in my veins. And I knew the stretch. And born out in sin. Praise God. Praise God.
This is a dear friend of ours who used to travel with our group, go to places and carry equipment and set up sailing equipment and drive buses and got nothing for it but just the fact that he felt like he was doing something that the Lord would have him to do. And he's now a real busy worker in the church where he goes there in Campbellsville. We appreciate him a great deal. He wanted to come and be with you folks this weekend. His name is Tim Richardson, and he also does some great singing. We'd like to let him do one for you. They say